So comparing and contrasting the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen and Mila, the Rambam writes, in terms of what brachas do we make when we do a Pidyon HaBen with the Kohen. So there are two brachas, the Rambam writes. You make the bracha al Pidyon, Baruch Ata Hashem, the whole Nusach HaBracha, al Pidyon HaBen. And he says, the Rambam, however, let's say you don't do a Pidyon HaBen until the child himself does it on himself at 13. Then he says you do Liftos Es HaBen. So the Rambam writes, if the father or the Beis Din, whoever is doing the Pidyon HaBen earlier, he makes the bracha al. But if the child does it himself, he says la. That's the way we pass it in the regular case. In contrast, the Rambam writes, if the father does a bris milah, he says to write, the father should do liftos. Not the way we paskin al. So we're consistent the way we assume. But the question on the Rambam is, why when it comes, because it's mitzvahs av al haben. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin, the certain mitzvahs the father does for his son. So why is it when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, when the father does the Pidyon HaBen for his son, he uses the pretext he does al Pidyon HaBen. Yet the Rambam says when the father does the bris milah for his son, he uses the lashon lamo and not al. So that's the famous question of the Rivash. So the answer is based on another Rambam. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yudala. If he goes through all the kolam, he goes through the general rules of what. When to make a bracha, what bracha do you make, when do we make al, and when do we make la. So he has different rules. Once, I think he says, if you're making the bracha over lasi ason, if I'm doing the bracha first, and then the mitzvah, then I make la. If I'm doing like al netilah, I'm washing my hands first, and I'm doing afterwards, so it's al, or al tfilas gear. Obviously, it has to be after. In terms of what? What do you mean, you make the bracha before you wash at all?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and I mean, right, that's true, but that's not the point I'm getting at. I'm just giving, he gives the klal, aw and wa. So I was just giving the way we do it, but right, the Rambam, you could have a different shita. Then we do, the Rambam also makes the difference between Rishus and Chova. But the one I'm focusing on is the Rambam's other one. He says, if you're doing the mitzvah for yourself, then you do la. If you're doing the mitzvah for someone else, then you do al. So they want to explain, they want to reconcile the Rambam based on this Rambam. That, in fact, that's what the Rivash is questions. He says, what happens after the child turns 13? So we know before it's 13, the father has an obligation to make sure the son has a Pidyon HaBen. What happens after he turns 13? Does his father's obligation remain, or is it finished? So the Rivash wants to say it's finished. Once he turns 13, he no longer has. So the question is, whose mitzvah is it? So if it's the father's mitzvah, so then he's doing it for someone else. So then it's al. If you're doing the mitzvah yourself, it's la. So the Rivash wants to explain, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, the main chiyuv is on the son. Once the son turns 13, the father's obligation falls off. He's just doing it, the father's playing the role of doing it for you. So therefore, the Rambam writes, al. However, when it comes to Mila, so obviously, you could say that's a discussion also, the Minchas Chinuch discusses whether the mitzvah of Mila remains, but he fundamentally holds that the mitzvah milah is fundamentally on the father, not on the son. But the ikar mitzvah when it comes to Pidyon HaBen is on the son. That's why the bracha is al. And that's how they explain the Rambam when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar. There's a machlokas, the Rambam Rabbeinu Tam, on what's the nusach of bracha when it comes to shofar. So the Rambam writes, lishmoa kol shofar, and Rabbeinu Tam writes, al tikia shofar. So besides the fundamental machlokas of what is the mitzvah of shofar, is the mitzvah the tekiah or the shmiah, that's a given, but why is when it comes to the when it comes to with Shmoa, the Rambam writes with you do it with a lamid, and the Rambam Tam writes with Alk. So it's Rishitasa, because the Rambam who holds the mitzvah of shofar is hearing the shofar, so I'm doing the mitzvah myself. So therefore, everyone's doing the mitzvah themselves, hence the text of law. But according to Rambam Tam, if the mitzvah is tekiya, and one person's blowing shofar for everyone else, so hence the lashon of al. So that's how they explained the apparent contradiction in the Rambam regarding pidyon haben. He says the father makes al pidyon haben, but when it comes to bila, he makes law, because fundamentally he holds the Rambam. It's fundamentally the father's mitzvah. Therefore, when it comes to mila, it's a law. But fundamentally, when it comes to pidyon haben, it's fundamentally the son's mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam makes al pidyon haben. Bar Hanan Yam Nakasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezach Et Zilof Yikam Tor Mitzvah Shinamar Anuak Haveit Suman Tzitko Yaldil Torah V'Yadir Yikadol 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 Yik